Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
8:45, quarter till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. It is National Estuaries Week. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Let's find out. Christy Trail joins us, Executive Director of the Pontchartrain Conservancy. Good morning, Christy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. And you did say that correctly.
Estuary. Let's start with the Pontchartrain Conservancy. First of all, for people that don't know, what is it that you guys do and who are you?
We are the organization formerly known as Lake Pontchartrain Basin Foundation, which many of your listeners may remember as Save Our Lake, started in 1989. We changed our name about 5 years ago. We're now known as Pontchartrain Conservancy, still doing a lot of the same work all around Lake Pontchartrain, testing the water every week. But we have expanded our work. We do a lot of coastal restoration research and STEM education as well.
When did dredging stop? I'm just thinking about that, Christy, as we talk about it and Save the Lake. That had to be one of the more effective advertising campaigns ever, huh?
Yeah, it was. I mean, unfortunately, as the result of a crisis, you know, our lake ecosystem was completely decimated as a result of the clamshell dredging that was happening in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Our organization was founded in 1989, and that was one of the first things that we really focused on was banning clamshell dredging in Lake Pontchartrain. It was banned initially in 1990, permanently in 1991, and still banned to this day, which we're thankful for because the lake is thriving as a result of it.
Is anybody pushing for that to restore, begin again? Is that a fight you're constantly fighting?
Not in Lake Pontchartrain. Fortunately, the moratoriums kind of left that alone. Mm-hmm. We've heard some whispers of it happening in some other areas, but I think we have such a great success story of the turnaround of Lake Pontchartrain once the clamshell dredging stopped that it's a good story for us to just bring up and people remember and they're like, oh, yeah, maybe we shouldn't do that.
Yeah, see, that's why I wanted to bring that up, Christy, because nothing just happens, right? And I would just ask you, where do you think the lake would be if you guys had not gotten that done in 1990? 91, whenever it went up.
I mean, it was right around the 1990-91 timeframe. You know, that's a great question. I have to think that somebody would have really made the push, whether it was us or somebody else, to make that turnaround happen. It's an interesting story talking about our estuary there. You know, it's shallow. It's only about 12 feet deep on average, which means sunlight can penetrate all the way through to the bottom, which allows grass to grow. And that's the perfect habitat for these clams that live down there, Rangia clams. Mm-hmm. And their job as bottom feeders is to clean the water. And we completely took out all the water cleaners and stirred up the water, which didn't allow the sunlight to penetrate through to the grass. And so everything really kind of fell apart. There's no little fish and no creatures. There's no big fish, right? And then no birds. And so whether it was us or somebody else, I think somebody would have pushed to make it happen because as people moved out to the lakefront, and started to really enjoy that area. I mean, you probably remember back in the days of Augie's Del Lago and sitting out on the seawall. Mm-hmm. When that lake was, you know, started to get contaminated, people were very upset about that. So we're just appreciative of that grassroots effort that really kind of got us started.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to bring that up, because at the time there was a lot of pushback. And what if this, what if that, we can't that. But come to find out, it worked out for everybody, I guess, other than those that were dredging for clams, and they found someplace else to do it.
Well, that, and we found some other resources, right? I mean, we are built on an alluvial floodplain, so bedrock's not really existent in our area. We just have mud as far down as you could go. So we were using those clamshells to mix with the soft soils to build out infrastructure in a lot of our neighborhoods and for our roads. And because we don't have rock down here, rock is not a natural thing in South Louisiana. If you see any rock down here, just know that it was imported. So we turned to the lake and used a natural material and thought that that was going to be the solution to help us grow and thrive as an economy. But it turns out there's other sources out there, right? So now we use concrete and some other materials to build out our roads and infrastructure. We don't need those clamshells to do that.
And that's why I brought it up, because, you know, in 1991, there are a lot of people alive today. If you look at 9/11, I think the college crowd probably was not alive for 9/11, and they take this clean lake for granted, which was not always the case. I said lake, but maybe I should talk about estuary Pontchartrain. Tell me what makes it an
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Estuary and not a lake.
Yes, it is an estuary. I think you were saying before the news break that you just learned that over the weekend.
Well, I knew it. I was having it because a friend, Carlton Dufour's show, taught me that a long time ago. But I was having that conversation with somebody and explained to them that, no, the water's constantly going in and coming out, right?
That's correct. It's connected to the Gulf. So we get that salt water in from the Gulf. We also get a mix of fresh water from the rivers that drain into the lake from the North Shore and other areas. So that constant mix of the salt and the fresh water creates a brackish environment. And as I mentioned before, it's shallow. On average, it's only about 12 feet deep across the whole lake. So put all those things together, that's what makes it an estuary. We have a lot of estuaries around the United States. Obviously, we think the Pontchartrain Estuary is the best one. It is the fourth largest. Some other ones around the country that some of your listeners may be aware of are Chesapeake Bay and San Francisco Bay. But you know where the best crabs come from, the Pontchartrain Estuary.
And you know where they go, Maryland, unfortunately. it does happen. And it's amazing how similar Chesapeake Bay is to Lake Pontchartrain, is it not?
That's correct. And yet we ship our crabs up there because they still have some contamination issues that they are dealing with there. And we've done such a great job cleaning up the Pontchartrain Estuary as a result of banning the clamshell dredging that we have a beautiful crab harvest here, but they do take our biggest crabs. So we're stuck with the number twos and threes, but hey, they're still good.
Hi, Christy. So a guy goes in a restaurant and says to the maitre d', do you serve crabs? And the maitre d' says what?
The maitre d' says only from Lake Pontchartrain.
No, maitre d' says sit down, we serve anybody. Come on, Christy, 8:51. 9 till 9, we'll pick it up here and we come back. Traffic now, WWL. 8:58, couple of minutes till 9. Tommy Tucker, it's National Estuaries Week. So we're talking with Christy Trail, Executive Director of the Pontchartrain Conservancy. Christy, the fact that the lake is an estuary, that owes its, or that's why they have such a diverse environment in a lake as far as, like, you can have sharks and alligators both, right?
You are correct. We get saltwater creatures and freshwater creatures all happily living together in the estuary.
So what can people do to make sure that the lake stays nice?
Well, everybody can do their part. Yeah. Yes, in the estuary. Thank you. Do your part. Keep that litter off the ground. You know, in our part of the state, every time it rains, of course, hasn't rained in forever, right? But when it does rain, that litter does wash into the lake itself. So keep that off the ground. You know, maintain your cars and certainly don't dump anything down the drain. Those storm drains drain directly into Lake Pontchartrain. It's not treated. So help us keep the lake clean.
So do you guys have any parties planned or anything for National Estuaries Week?
We've got some fun stuff coming up. We are doing bird walks out at Bucktown every Thursday at 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. Come meet us out there to check out some birds. And we're going to be showing Jaws out at the lighthouse on October 24th.
Awesome. Yeah, I bet the weather will be perfect for that. And I was thinking more along the lines of a couple of six-packs on the seawall, but maybe we can make that happen too. Thank you, Christy.
We can do both.
Appreciate you. Do both, right? Why not both? Column A, column B. Christy Trail, Executive Director of the Pontchartrain Conservancy, talking about Lake a.k.a. Estuary Pontchartrain. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Kelly Schultz about the World Cup for chefs returning to New Orleans. Then we'll talk about giving your kids some privacy and making sure they don't go down a rabbit hole.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.